ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Joining us again for the Science Chat this week is ABC Science reporter Jacinta Bowler. But first, let's get the answer to this week's brain teaser, and I'll repeat it, Jacinta. It is this. What is missing from this series of letters? B-O-A. Jacinta?
Yeah, so as many listeners clocked here, the answer to this one is normally next to a negative or positive. It's blood types. So the missing letters are A, B. Now, I thought I'd do a quick lesson here so everyone gets a bit of science in their morning. The blood type letters are antigens. So A is a type of antigen and B is a type of antigen. AB is both antigens on a blood cell, and O is no antigens. So the positive or negative is actually a completely different type of protein, but we stick them together to make the 8 most common blood types.
Very interesting and also very well explained. Okay, let's talk about our stories. And congratulations to all those who got it right. If you didn't, there's always next week. Our first story today is about a wombat fact that might be a furphy. Mm-hmm. The claim is that wombats can run at 40 kilometres an hour faster than Bolt. But although the claim has been repeated in textbooks, there's websites, I think even museums, it's harder to track down than you'd think. How fast can they run?
So I really loved this story. Two independent groups, university researchers and Museums Victoria, recently tried to find out. If you Google wombat speed or look on animal textbooks, anything like that, it comes up as 40 kilometres an hour. So you'd think it would be that. But the two groups couldn't find any research papers to back up the finding. And for a while, it was thought that the claim was busted. The fastest they could find was closer to 20 kilometres per hour, which is, you know, half the speed. That's actually a big drop. And speeds in particular are really hard to measure. A lot of the time it's researchers in cars trying to catch animals. So they might, you know, they might check the speedometer while they're doing it. It's not exactly, you know, speed guns on wombats. But one of the journalists in our office, environmental reporter Peter DeCuff, had a call from South Australian scientists at the very end, just before he published the story, confirming that the scientist said that he could confirm that the 40 kilometres an hour speed because he had measured it directly. It's worth saying, though, this is only over about 150 metres and only with the wombats that the particular scientist works with. That's the southern hairy-nosed wombat. So it's probably 40 kilometres an hour, but it's always worth double-checking.
Okay, so it is correct for that particular wombat.
Yes, over a very short distance. It's probably, you couldn't have a wombat running for very long at 40 kilometres an hour, but the one scientist who's done this work in the field reckons, yes, 40 kilometres.
So it could outrun Bolt.
It could, which is wild to think about, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm still feeling scepticism. Look, should we be sceptical of other animal facts?
Absolutely. So even just the wombat, when we think about that, they have heaps of facts that aren't really facts. For example, they do have square poo. Thank goodness. I don't know if I could handle it.
No, I would be really upset about that. Yeah, I'm glad that's settled.
But it's not because they have a square anus. It's actually because of their muscles inside of their body. They also are the world's biggest burrowing herbivore, so that's true. But they don't have a cartilage bum plate to crush predators, which is another myth. So there's lots of things, even just with the wombat, that we might think is true but actually isn't.
Yeah, okay. Square poos settled, thank God. If you like science, you probably know and trust Dr. Carl. He's built an impressive reputation over the years in science communication. I've got to say, anytime I see Dr. Carl at ABC events, I learn something new because he's not afraid to tell you something that you've never heard before. On social media, there's an AI-generated Dr. Carl threatening to tear this down. What is the AI Dr. Carl doing?
Yeah, so regularly I get ads on my social media featuring a celebrity, you know, that's obviously fake. They're doing something that's definitely not true. Gina Reinhart's one. I get Koshy a lot as well. But it happens with, you know, a lot of famous people. And recently, Dr. Carl has been the centre of this as well. So there's been hundreds of ads for health pills featuring fake endorsements from Dr. Carl being published online. So these are really interesting. Some of them even use his voice in this weird mashed together way, talking about vesicles unclogging and how they should, you know, it's making him feel like he's 25. It's really uncanny and kind of awful. But people fall for this because Dr. Carl is a reputable guy and he doesn't make endorsements for products like this. And so when you hear it, you go, wow, this is legit, and end up buying the product. But this is part of a much larger problem, and researchers are now wondering how much money companies like Meta, that's the company that owns Facebook and Instagram, makes from running ads from scammers.
Wow. And can the real Dr. Carl do anything about this?
So this is another really interesting part of the story, because when users reported the ads to Meta, the company initially said there was nothing wrong with them. It was only when ABC Science reached out to Meta that the ads were taken down. And getting those ads removed is like trying to plug holes in a dam, you know, with your fingers. The ads are removed and then the new versions of the ads will appear, and it's just very hard to remove them, and it means that Dr. Carl is still on the hook.
Gosh, those tech giants, they're getting really annoying, aren't they?
It's not good, and I think we definitely need to be more aware of it.
Yeah, for sure. Always good to speak to you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And for more in the latest in science and environment news, be sure to check out the science section of the ABC News website or sign up to the ABC Science newsletter. Jacinta Bowler there. You're listening to RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.